My name is John Darnielle, and this book is called Wolf in White Van. It's dedicated to my early teachers, Debbie Vansell, Terry Neisler, Rosemary Adam, the true guardians of the Trace.
And the treasure?
I broke in eagerly. He laughed in savage self-mockery. There was no gold there, no precious gems, nothing. He hesitated. Nothing that I could bring away. Robert E. Howard, The Thing on the Roof. Part 1, Chapter 1. My father used to carry me down the hall to my room after I came home from the hospital. By then I could walk if I had to. But the risk of falling was too great, so he carried me, like a child. It's a cluster memory now. It consists of every time it happened, and is recalled in a continuous loop. He did it every day, for a long time, from my first day back until what seemed like 100 years later. And after a while, the scene blurred into innumerable, interchangeable, identical scenes layered one on top of the other, like transparencies. On the wall to the right, as you head toward my room, there's a small bookcase with a painting above it, a western scene, hills and trees, a lake, a blue and green vista near sundown, a silent place. But if you look harder, or happen to turn your head at the right moment...